Welcome to the audio ministry of Grove Park Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina. We pray you will be blessed by today's message.
As written in the prophet Isaiah, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for your word and for this good word spoken by the prophet so long ago. Lord, may we hear its good news, and may we burst forth into song. May we, in our song, drown out the song that hate is strong, so that the whole world may hear that God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. For we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like to begin tonight by taking a few moments and talking about Pheidippides. Pheidippides. Yes, Pheidippides. Now you might be asking, who is Pheidippides? Was he the innkeeper? Nope. Chief shepherd? No. One of the wise men? Try again. The director of the angelic choir? Not even close. Indeed, you might be surprised to learn that Pheidippides died nearly 500 years before the event we are all gathered here tonight to celebrate even took place. Around that same time, I might add, Isaiah was writing here in Isaiah 52 in what some scholars refer to as 2nd Isaiah. What does this have to do with Bethlehem then, Mark? I'm glad you asked. Well, for me, when I read this passage, it's who I think of. You see, Pheidippides was an Athenian messenger, but not just any messenger. Pheidippides was the one that history has declared to be the messenger that ran the approximately 26 miles back to Athens from the Battle of Marathon, where the Athenians had saved classical Western civilization by defeating the Persians. The story goes, because of the amount of running Pheidippides had been doing in the lead up to the Battle of Marathon, coupled with the pace at which he sprinted back to Athens, he arrived in Athens, declared, "Nini Niki Kamen," not easy for me to say, which means we are victorious and fell dead. It's a bummer of a story, right? Yet does it not feel so very appropriate for a night like tonight? We have been expecting and preparing and proclaiming and awaiting throughout Advent, and now we have arrived at Christmas to fulfillment. And ever so faintly, there's a sound. Do you hear it? The refrain keeps resounding. We win. We're victorious. Mark, all I can hear is a woman screaming her head off in desperate need, it sounds like, for a labor and delivery nurse. Yeah, I hear that too. But wait a minute. That screaming seems to have stopped. Is that another voice wailing? It sounds like, yeah, I think it is. It's a baby crying. You hear it too then, right? How can a baby crying sound like a victory declaration? That's easy. This isn't just any baby you hear crying. It's a special baby. One writer stated that Isaiah's message here in Isaiah 52:10 would be better translated, "For the Lord has rolled his sleeves up before the eyes of all nations and got to work." And boy, oh boy, has he ever. You see, that baby you hear crying is the Lord himself. God didn't simply just roll up his sleeves on this night and got dirty going to work. God rolled up his sleeves and literally put on clay to be the messenger that declares to us that in the midst of our crazy world, after seemingly endless losses, our God reigns. Can you imagine how energizing it was for Isaiah's first hearers to hear that news? After so many years of dealing with the Assyrians and then the Babylonians, after suffering attack after attack after attack, after witnessing messenger after messenger cross the mountains up to Jerusalem and declare yet again, "We've lost," to now see afar off a messenger who declares good news of happiness and publishes peace. Not only this, though, they see after countless years of feeling abandoned and forsaken by God, the text tells us, the return of the Lord to Zion. They feel God's comfort and redemption. They literally see God's salvation. The sight of it all was enough for the watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem to start singing at just the sight of the messenger coming to bring the good news. Finally, after so many setbacks, we're victorious. I suspect similar emotions were evoked on a dark night long ago when the sky suddenly shone bright and the shepherds heard the glad news. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." These shepherds had experienced much of the same setbacks their ancestors had suffered. Now, instead of Assyrians and Babylonians, these shepherds dealt with Romans and all their Jewish sycophants and enablers. I surmise that they too felt forlorn and abandoned by God. And then came the blessed angelic messenger, declaring good news of great joy, to not fear anymore. I can sense their fevered anticipation as they abandoned their flocks in the field and ran to Bethlehem to behold the Lord's holy arm, as Isaiah said, and the Lord's tiny hands, counted all his fingers, and beheld the salvation of their God. Gone was the melancholy and sadness that enveloped their daily existence. For now, just as they saw God's messenger swaddled ever so tightly in the manger, they too felt swaddled in the comfort and presence of their Creator, of their God. Finally, after so many setbacks, they heard the song Zephaniah prophesied about as they heard the mother's gentle lullaby singing over them too in love. We've won. These are all reflections upon the distant past. What about now? You might be wondering. Behold, not simply the placid nativity scene set before us, but give witness to the table set as well. A table upon which sits bread and wine. And for just a moment, recall their significance and the events that followed their institution. Remember that just as it was not simply a baby in that manger so long ago, that these are not simply instruments of bread and wine. These are the signs of the new covenant poured out for many. These tell the story of the messenger of love and peace who was brutally snuffed out by the cruel dominion of Rome, but who also sprang forth to newness of life to take his seat as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And as we soon will take bread and wine in hand, we can behold with wonder, just like the watchmen in Isaiah and the shepherds in Bethlehem, the affirmation that our God reigns. We come together in a world beset with toil and strife, where the children of God war with one another due to the insecurities birthed by greed and hate, where the waste places that Isaiah spoke of outnumber manicured gardens. Amidst abounding brokenness within and without, and yet the call of Isaiah endures. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem and Gaza, of Washington, Kyiv, and Moscow, of Beijing, Taipei, and Tehran, and yes, Burlington, Graham, and Raleigh. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed you, all you nations, to the ends of the earth. Do your eyes not perceive it? Can you see the salvation of our God? Beloved, does the impact of Bethlehem's babe compel us tonight to be the messengers of good news that we find here in Isaiah, who publish peace and bring good news of happiness to the world? Can the world, after hearing our message amidst the hell of human hate, say, finally, after so many setbacks facing us, we've won? More importantly, on this silent night, this holy night, where all is calm. Can you hear, after all the setbacks you have had in your life, after all the brokenness that you may be enduring right now, can you hear the message, you've won? Because that is the message that Bethlehem's babe cries out tonight and forever. You've won. And we say, thanks be to God. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. Please note our schedule has been revised as of April 2021. Please join us on Sunday mornings for worship at 10 o'clock in the sanctuary at 108 Trail 1 in Burlington, or on Facebook Live. For more information and resources regarding our church, please visit groveparkchurch.net. And remember, grace abounds. Thank you.